Welcome back to Joker Men Podcast, podcast about Lou Reed, and I'm very happy to say also podcast about Metallica today.
That's right.
We're joined by none other than Mr. Robert Trujillo, bassist for the band Metallica, who you may have heard of since 2003.
Yeah.
And importantly, especially for our purposes here, bassist on Metallica and Lou Reed's album together, Lulu, from 2011.
One of the men in the room making the record, making the magic happen. We could not be more thrilled to have you here with us, Robert.
Thank you for having me.
There's a lot to talk about here. You know, we want to get into just literally what it was like to make this record with Lou. Because, you know, from what I understand, it was a pretty wild experience, a very fast experience from what I've read and heard about it, but weighty and heavy. But before we do, like, where were you coming from with your experience with Lou leading up to Lulu? Like, had you been much of a fan? Had his music kind of been with you up through your life up until that point?
Well, it was an interesting kind of an organic sort of cultivated, how do you say, journey. We were all fans of Lou Reed, and of course, everybody in rock and roll or alternative music, punk especially, has had some sort of connection with the Velvet Underground and just Lou as an icon and as a kind of a outlaw in rock and roll. So it was kind of surreal to find out that we might be working with him. And it all started with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There was this big show. It was in New York, and we had our rehearsal with him. And it was kind of scary because he went into it with his strength in who he was and letting us know that he's, you know, is who he is, and we needed to respect that. Kind of said that without saying it. You know what I mean? It's like you walk into a room with Lou, and it's kind of like, I am here, and you need to respect me. Kind of laid the law when we went in there. He was asking about the amps and like, whose guitar amp is that? Whose guitar amp is that? Whose rig is that? Okay. Like, he wanted to get the lay of the land. And that's what we found later when we actually did some TV appearances with him. He always wanted to know the lay of the land. It's kind of this old school situation where they enter the room, they enter the studio, and it's like, okay, who's doing what? Even with the technicians, like, what do you do? And all this, you know, it's kind of like, let's get that out of the way first and let's get down to business. So he came in the room. We were full respect. We started to jam, and he had an appreciation for the power of what we did and our sound. We got in the elevator after the rehearsal, and I remember him saying, I want to do more with you guys. And then at some point, actually at the event, it was, I want to make a record with you guys. And we thought that was, wow, you know, like, is that even possible? You know, it's Lou Reed. What are we going to do? You know?